8:30 every night.
That late, huh?
Cindy, can you 86 Sprout? He's looking up all the petroleum distillates I'm trying to put in.
Oh, sorry. She's an obedient school dropout.
Have a seat.
Thank you. See you, ladies and gentlemen, in the hotel on the weekend. Yeah.
You're a goddess. You're a goddess.
Shazam. I think I'm in Mayberry.
I didn't even have to change the gasket. I just put in some new hydraulic fluid.
Stop it! When you talk like that, it turns me out and frightens me.
Oh, you turn a girl's head.
Whoa!
Excuse me. Hello. Hello, excuse me. I'm looking for Maggie Carpenter. There was a note on the door of the hardware store across the street.
Are you a reporter?
What?
It's just been our experience that anyone who comes in here with tassels on his loafers is a big city reporter wanting to do an interview with Maggie.
Mm-hmm. About her upcoming wedding and all.
Actually, about her getting that asshole from New York fired.
I am just such a reporter. And who are you?
Peggy Fleming. Not the ice skater.
Ah.
Yeah, come in.
Thank you. And who are these lovely ladies?
Hi, here? I'm Cindy, Maggie's unmarried cousin.
Hello.
Mrs. Pressman, no relation.
And
you are?
Looking for Maggie.
Maggie, someone to see you. Oh.
I hope you've got a new angle because it's all pretty much been covered.
Hold on. No one interviews Maggie in here without a haircut.
Sorry, no. Just got one.
Excuse me, sir. I have a fact for you. It's an actual fact.
Yes, Miss Pressman.
You know, this is actually her fourth wedding, not her seventh, like they said.
I know. But tell me something. Do you think, she's going to make it all the way this time?
I don't know. She swallowed her gum. She does that.
Mr. Shillian, he runs the newsstand. He's also a local bookie, you know?
Ah, yes.
He's given 8-1 odds that she won't.
Okay.
Instead of a haircut, how about a wash? Get all that city grit out of your hair.
You'll answer my questions? Fine. You wash, I'll ask.
So, very good idea. What do you want to know?
When's the big day?
A week from Sunday.
Let's just put this up here like this, because this aromatherapy can get a little strong. The lavender, we don't want to put you to sleep.
You nervous?
No, I've never been more certain of anything in my life. Except I've been having all kinds of weird dreams.
Would you like to tell me about them?
Yeah, sure. And another one.
Hey, Pete, I'll be right with you. Okay. I go inside the church and everyone I know is there.
And the creepiest part is I look down at my dress, and it's red. I don't know what that means. Red is not my color. What do you think?
I think you'd look good in red.
No.
Gee, about your hair.
My jacket, please. Excuse me, sir. Do you know where I could get some shampoo? Some strong shampoo.
Doc's Pharmacy, 3rd and Elm. Tell him Pete sent you. You want my hat?
No, I'm fine. You might need it.
Mr. Graham, if you're looking for Elm Street, it's that way.
Thank you.
You know, if you came down here in the pursuit of happiness, you might as well go back because you can't make me feel bad.
Look, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm here for vindication. In my heart, I feel I'm right about you.
Mm-hmm.
You got me fired, lady. You destroyed my reputation. And you...
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。